This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Senate begins debate today on the voting rights bill. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
This will be the fifth time the Senate will try to pass voting rights legislation this session. But with two holdout Democrats, it appears they don't have the votes. Elections officials have been issuing warnings. New state laws are making it more difficult to vote for some in certain parts of the country. Martin Luther King Day events yesterday focused a spotlight on the two holdout senators, Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema and West Virginia's Joe Manchin. They're unwilling to change filibuster rules to get past a GOP roadblock.
Can packages spread Omicron? Experts are pushing back against reports in China's state media that packages mailed from overseas may have spread the Omicron variant of the coronavirus in Beijing and elsewhere. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
Globally, health experts have stressed the virus mainly spreads through respiratory droplets when infected people breathe, speak, cough and sneeze. However, China has repeatedly emphasized the danger of infection from packaging and has boosted testing of frozen food and regular items shipped from overseas. Now, state media reports, investigators found people newly infected had picked up packages mailed from Canada and the U.S.
That big snowstorm that whacked the South, the Mid-Atlantic, and traveled up the East Coast knocked out power, canceled flights, and caused traffic accidents. A foot or more of snow fell in parts of New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. This man in Pittsburgh looking at the snowy hill in his neighborhood.
I'm supposed to go actually pick up my wife from work, but it's going to be hard to get up the hill to go get her, so that's kind of frustrating.
He talked to WTAE-TV in Pittsburgh. This is AP News. A tornado victim's family is suing Amazon over a warehouse collapse.
The family of an Amazon delivery driver who was killed last month when a tornado collapsed a facility where he worked in central Illinois filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday. The action on behalf of 26-year-old Austin McEwen alleges Amazon failed to warn employees of the dangerous weather or to provide safe shelter before the tornado hit the Edwardsville facility on December 10th. McEwen and five others were killed. The lawsuit says Amazon improperly directed McEwen and colleagues to shelter in a restroom, which it says the company knew or should have known wasn't safe. A statement from Amazon says the lawsuit misunderstands key facts. I'm Mike Rossio.
Who betrayed Jewish teenager Anne Frank and her family to the Nazis during World War II? A cold case team says they think it was a Jewish notary named Arnold Vandenberg who was trying to save his own family from the Nazis. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.